The Way Home. I desire to speak with you now about the way home, for you have asked and have decided at a very deep level to come home in this lifetime, to know in its fullness what home is and who home is. For home is not a place afar off. Home is where you abide eternally. Home is the love which you are. Home is the unconditional acceptance of the love of the Heavenly Father, and is where you abide always, eternally. What does home feel like? It feels like the smile. It feels like the love that comes forth from the heart. It feels as the compassion that you would extend unto another. It feels as the peace that abides with a deep breath, as one pauses for a moment and breathes in deeply of the Spirit. Home is where the heart is. You have heard that said. There is much wisdom in the sayings of your world, all of the sayings of your world, if you will abide with them in silence and take them to their root source. They have a great truth to share with you. Home is where the heart is. It is the heart. It is the place of love. The place where you connect again with the eternal being that you are. The holy child, be it daughter or son, the holy child of our Father, with whom you are one, have always been and always will be, as you would see it. For you were created before time was, and after the purpose of time has been fulfilled, you will still be, as always. You are the heart of the Heavenly Father. You are the light, the energy which we have spoken of many times, the very energy which gives you life and attracts the molecules of physicality in a particular design pattern so that you may express upon this plane. You are the very energy of light. It can be measured even by your scientists in this day and time. There are many advances, as you would call it, in your scientific fields, which are becoming so exact that they are discovering what they call the reason for life, the basic life molecule, although it is smaller than a molecule and much more powerful. You are living in an exciting time, and it is not that others are putting this on the platter before you. It is that you yourself are calling it forth because of your willingness to come home, because you have asked at a very deep level to know who you are. You have asked, who am I? You have asked that throughout all of what you would see as lifetimes in varying degrees, and you have now made the decision and the commitment to know who you are. Know that you are the Holy Child, and that all of your brothers and sisters are the Holy Child as well. You are love incarnate, walking upon the face of your Holy Mother, the Earth, collecting unto yourself the molecules of physicality from the dust of our Holy Mother for what you would see as a time interval. To do what? For what purpose? To extend the love which you are. To extend it in many fashions as you reach out and you take another's hand, and you share with another the gentleness of the love which you are as you smile, as you say unto another a word of support, as you share a shoulder which one needs a shoulder for a moment or so to lean upon, as you open your heart to another and allow them to see that you know that it is safe to share who you are, and you allow them to share who they are with you. And in the extension of love, you experience yourself. You are the love of the Heavenly Father. Engage what you would see as a grand journey upon this plane at a specific time and place. You are the song of the Heavenly Father. You sing your song sometimes with joy, sometimes with questions, always with the beauty that you are. The way home, is it afar off? Is it a place that you must first lay down the body before you can find home? No, truly it is not. Home is where you are in every moment when you choose to know the love which you are, when you choose to have the courage to throw open the shutters of the heart and to extend your very beingness unto another. That is where home is. Home is where you are when you lift another into spirit or in bodily form to share the love which you are with him. Home is where the heart is, and if you would know home, pause and breathe in the golden white light which surrounds you. Take it deeply into the very cells of the body and feel the peace that abides in your heart. That peace is home, and it is instantly yours. You do not have to go through what you would see as many lifetimes of learning, of studying, of rituals, of purifying yourself, or even getting what is known in your time as a college degree or graduate degrees. for I will share with you, you have already graduated. You already have all wisdom, for nothing is hidden from you. When you sit in your quiet times in the morning and you commune with me and with the Heavenly Father, ask whatever you would ask, and it will be revealed unto you. There is nothing hidden from the desire of the heart. It will always be revealed for you. It cannot be held for you except by your belief that you would hold it at arm's distance somewhere, and yet, if it is at arm's distance, you are touching it and you are not separate from it. You are the delight of the Father in whom He is well pleased. That is what home feels like. Many of your brothers and sisters are calling out to you now, "Where is home? What does home feel like? Have you ever felt homesick? Homesick for a home that you have known, a physical home upon this plane? Have you ever traveled a journey and felt homesick and wanted to come home again? Yes. And have you ever felt homesick for a home that you could not quite identify, and yet in the depth of your heart you felt so homesick because you knew there is a home where your Heavenly Father awaits you? I would share with you, you have never left home. You are loved with an everlasting love because you are that love. You are loved with an everlasting love that is your home. Whenever you would come home, pause in the midst of whatever you would see going on. Even if it be one of your busy street corners, you can come home. Pause and breathe. One deep breath. The simplicity of one deep breath affords you the opportunity of knowing you are home. Then you have the choice of going out again and forgetting, and you have done that many times. But you also know where to find home. You know the address. You can pause in the midst of anything that is transpiring and remembering the love that is home. Share that experience with your brothers and sisters who so desire to know, is there a home? Where is home? What does it feel like? They will ask you to take me home, take me with you. And it is not that you will pick them up and transport them somewhere, but you will allow them to connect with the home which they are. Know you that many of the homeless that you are seeing more and more in your consciousness are symbolizing the search of mankind for home? They are out picturing for you the very search that the Holy Child is upon to come home again. And I will share with you that some of the homeless are more at home than the ones who have a roof over their head, for they have truly learned that I and the Father are one. And it does not matter what material possessions there are, that one can go in freedom of love without having all of the trappings of the material possessions. Home is where the heart is, and if the physical home be a cardboard box and the one living in a cardboard box knows himself or herself to be the son or daughter of the Father, that one will be home. You have been, beloved one, as the prodigal son who went upon a far journey, seemingly, and thought himself to be far from the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, far from home. For as you have experienced many journeys, many adventures, many lifetimes, many memories, there arises the feeling that, if I have experienced so much and journeyed so far, I must have traveled far from my Father's kingdom. This has been the thought of the Holy Child who desired to experience his or her infinite creativity, and in the experiencing found himself or herself to be mesmerized by the creations and thought himself or herself to be far away. And yet you cannot be far from the kingdom, because the kingdom is within you. You carry it with you, as you always. That is the great secret which is not hidden. The great secret is that you, in the peace and the love and the joy and the compassion that you would extend unto another, you are the kingdom. The kingdom is not some geographical place that would be on star 97 in the galaxy XYZ. It is not afar off. The kingdom happens every moment when you smile, when you allow the chains upon the mind and the heart to be dissolved in the sunshine of your smile. It is simplicity itself. There are many who will come and share with you wonderful techniques for finding your way home, for finding the kingdom. All these are well and good, for they speak a language that ones want to hear, a language that often you have asked to hear, either in this lifetime or other lifetimes. And all of these techniques, workshops, methods have value in being a catalyst for remembrance, for there is no wisdom outside of you. It is not that you would go and take down a book from a shelf and it will instantly transform you, but it will be as a catalyst that will open the heart to the wisdom which you are. And you can come home in remembrance because you have never been away from home except in your belief that you must be far from home. The way home is a journey without distance, for you are already there. It takes only your choice, your willingness to choose to be the peace and the love which you are. It is that simple, although many would teach you that it is difficult and that you must do many things to find it. You are already the love of the Heavenly Father. You are already the sunshine, the great ray of light, the one creation of your Father. Take that truth deeply within. Ponder, meditate, abide with it. For there is but a percentage of you that is focused upon this time and this place, and much more of you is experiencing and expressing upon other planes and other realms. Even as you read this, your spirit is soaring in other realms, very much in conversation with others that you would see as your brothers and sisters, others that express with different forms and beyond form. That is your unlimited self. And as you catch a glimpse, you feel yourself transported far beyond what is happening just here in this lifetime, as it would be. And if you will pause and return again unto the place of the heart and behold your unlimited self, the events that go on in your day-to-day life, the relationships, the place of employment, even the traffic on your highways, will not seem to be such a big deal as they appear to be sometime. The way home is through the heart, abiding in stillness and in peace. The way home is an extending love, allowing the very shutters of the heart that have been so tightly closed for what you would see as lifetimes, to be thrown wide open and to share with whoever stands in front of you the love which you are, the joy which you are, the insights that you have gained, the insights which come from the inner wisdom. The way home is through relationships, for relationships will bring up in wonderful clarity whatever issues need to be healed. Not that they need a magic wand from without to do something to heal them and to make them whole, but to look upon them with new eyes and to see them as already whole. To see the one who stands in front of you as the holy child of our Father, the same as you, and to know that the one that stands in front of you, in whatever behavior they are giving you, as a messenger for whatever you need to see anew, that is all that they are there for. They are your servant, believe it or not, even if you would want to banish them and say, "Get out of my life forever." They are your servant, and you have called them forth. You have asked them to bring you something you wish to heal, something you wish to know in its wholeness, even if they are pushing the biggest buttons you can imagine. That is why you manifest for yourself the seeming individualities of the expression of the Heavenly Father, to know the great joy of being in relationship, of being able to relate to one another, and yes, once in a while to have issues that would come up to look at and to look beyond. You have experienced ones that would come and stand before you and would say something that triggered an instant response within you, probably disproportionate to what is actually occurring. And you would ask yourself, when you came down from wherever you had gone, another planet perhaps, why am I feeling such emotion? Why am I feeling such energy about this? What does it bring up in me? And as you abide with those questions, you will see perhaps what would look like a movie that will come before you, that will be a previous experience either in this lifetime or others. You will see how you have perceived hurt before, how you have feared before, how you have looked upon the very same circumstance other times and you have felt at such a loss. And yet this time you will look with new eyes, for you will see that you are no longer in that space that you were in what would be seen as a previous time or previous lifetime. You are at a place where you can look upon what is happening and behold it anew. You are your Father's holy child. You are beautiful and you have manifested for yourself all the experiences for the very purpose of coming home again. That is what is in the process upon this plane, all of you, as seeming individuals, all of you, as the one expressing as the many, are coming home again. You are on a march, very much on the march. You have felt a nudging, a prodding in the last few months of your timing. You have felt that if you wanted to stand still, the very energies of whatever was going on around you would take you as waves takes the pebble and carries it along in its motion. You are on the march, and it is not because some wave outside of you, some great master, some angel, some other entity or intelligence is doing it to you. It is because you have chosen to come home, And you have said, enough already with the delay, I am ready. Let whatever stands in front of me come up so I may look at it, and I may see through it, for it is nothing but a veil. Everything that comes before you is as your messenger and is as thin as a veil, and you can see through it with holy vision. Sometimes the veil has felt like a wooden blanket or even a lead curtain, perhaps. It becomes now a veil which parts easily. You manifest relationships in your life so that you can know your oneness when a relationship is seemingly finished. A relationship is never truly ended, for there is never a separation or a severing of a relationship. The love which you are goes on forever, and what you have shared with another can never be taken away. The love which you are is eternal. When one lays down the body, the form of communication with that one must change, that is all. It is no longer AT&T or MCI or Sprint that handles the call. You develop a new phone company and you phone home. When one of your brothers or sisters with whom you have shared much desire to take their form to another geographical location, perhaps, and to be companion to someone else, you allow your love to go before them, making the pathway smooth, and you say, okay, Father, send me the next one to love, and he does. The way home is through the heart which you are allowing to open, allowing to be as the master. The mind is the servant of the heart. It is not the other way around, although your world will teach you that the mind comes first and must rule the heart. You have heard that said many times. Don't be foolish. Don't let your heart lead you. Use your head. In truth, it is the other way around. The truth of your reality, the truth of your being, is that you are love, and that you can never be hurt except in your belief. As you desire to know in conscious awareness the nature of home, pause and breathe. Abiding in that peace, at some point, you will feel a stirring, an activation which signals the dynamic quality of home, an uplifting of the very soul and joy. Many of you find yourselves sitting before the machines, the computers and other machines, during your daytime, spending many hours in front of mechanical means, doing very little with the body. And as you desire to know the dynamic quality of home, you may want to do some physical activity of getting out and running with the bare feet in the meadow. How long has it been since you ran in the meadow with bare feet? Or with the bare feet upon the sand? If you would feel the dynamic quality of home, take yourself out of doors. Take off your shoes. Allow yourself to be unconstricted and feel the energy of the Holy Mother. Run with the wind. Run in grand freedom and shout. Shout to the heavens your very being. You are God expressing upon this plane in very dynamic quality. That is who you are. That is the way home. Returning home does not have to be done in what you would see as a certain ritual, sitting in a certain posture for a required length of time, becoming very spiritual. For you are already spiritual. It is who you are from time began. Allow yourself to express. Do you know why I enjoyed being amongst you in the expression afforded by my beloved friend and teacher, the one known as Judith? Do you know why I embrace you, why I touch you on the shoulder, why I ruffle a hair? It is to be in communion with the energy which you are. The very hair itself is love in tangible form, the same as the arm, the same as the shoulder. I come when I touch to allow the vibrations to be shared. That is why you enjoy the hugs with each other. There is much that goes on with the hug. It says unto another person, yes, I welcome you into my heart, for that is where you take one into a hug. You take them to your heart. You say, yes, I have the courage to be open and vulnerable with you. I will take you in and I will share with you who I am. I will share with you the very energy that you are and that I am in physical form. Whenever you want to connect with home, reach out and touch another one in a hug, hold a hand, caress a loved one's face. That is what home feels like, the smile, the beautiful smile, the smile of two friends who are one. And as you allow yourself to express, you allow the body to be the balance which is designed to be. As you allow yourself the freedom of coming home in each moment, and knowing the freedom at a very dynamic level, you allow the very cells of the body to do what they are designed to do, to express the light of consciousness. And as you allow the cells of the body to be and to radiate the light, do you know what happens? even more radiance, more of the energy is allowed to course through the molecules of physicality until what, beloved one? Until there is an actual physical ascension where the cells of the body are so light that they cannot be held upon this plane, and you will see yourself ascending. All of you who desire to ascend the body will experience that in this lifetime. Some of you have already experienced that in your times of meditation, your times of joy, where you felt yourself to be lifting up. Now, it does not mean that you have ascended to the body of the heavens and do not come back again, but you have felt yourself to be so light, you have felt a change that actually could be and was registered in the body. You have felt yourself ascending. For as you ascend in consciousness, in the awareness of the light which you are, of the joy which you are, you allow the very cells of the body to become lighter. It has been your belief system so tightly held throughout what you would see as many lifetimes, which has said unto you that you are heavy, physical, dense matter that must be held upon this plane by a certain attraction called gravity. Many of you, when you have heard what is known as a music, be it upon an instrument or be it through the voice of a friend or your own voice, have felt yourself transported somewhere. And you have been transported somewhere. You have been taken out of the very narrow focus of what you have seen your world to be, and you have allowed yourself to open the shutter of the heart, the blinders that would be upon the eyes, and to see with a more expanded vision, to feel with a more expanded feeling the heart of yourself. And as you allow yourself to express, you bring forth the power of who you are. Many of you have manifested for yourself lifetimes when it was not safe to express, when it was not safe to speak, to sing, to share the truth, and you have come to this life experience with a memory that is deeply embedded even within what you would see as the cells of the body that is not safe to speak of you, that perhaps differs from your brother. It is not safe, acceptable to sing, to be joyous, spontaneous. And many of you have reinforced that belief with your own upbringing, your childhood as you have known it. I share with you now a new image. You are the holy child of the Heavenly Father, and it is safe. Not only is it safe, but it is imperative to express who you are, to shout it to the very heavens, to whisper it to the grass, to know your oneness with all creation. Home feels like joy. Home feels like wholeness. Home feels like acceptance. Home feels like love. Home feels like peace. Home feels like a smile. Home feels like the embrace of a friend. Home feels like the word which is offered in support. Home feels like the home that is opened, the physical home, to one who needs a bed for that night, a meal, warm clothing. Home feels like love itself. Each of you, as you read these words, can go deep within yourself, within the heart, and you can connect with a quality that you can extend unto another. Something that you may have practiced, something that you may have already known, something that you feel at home with. You have beautiful gifts to share with others, and in this lifetime you have chosen various ones to hone, to develop. In other lifetimes you have chosen other qualities to work with, to experience. That is why you need never envy anyone what you would see as their ability to do something, for you in another lifetime have honed that very quality yourself. Otherwise, you would not admire what they are doing. You would have no point of relatedness to understand and to appreciate what they are doing. You would not know how to value it if you had not already experienced it yourself. You can sit and watch someone, and you can feel yourself for a moment to be that one. You can feel yourself to be in their shoes, their sandals, their ice skates, their ballet slippers. You can feel yourself to be one with them. In that moment, you are experiencing what you perceive them to be doing, and in your consciousness, you are participating with them, you as the supportive, integrative light which you are. So you need never sit in envy of anyone, for you would see as their qualities and talents and abilities. You have already done it, and you are working on qualities that probably someone else envies you for. It is the way of the world. In my Father's house are many mansions, many that you will experience, many that you have experienced as you see time to be. In my Father's house there are many planes of expression. You are home. You have always been home. As the creative child, there were qualities that you yet wanted to experience. You wanted to experience how it felt to be a mother, a father, how it felt to be in a relationship, how it felt to be a great warrior, how it felt to be a servant, how it felt to be driving one of your great semi-trucks, and how else would you know what it felt like except to come and do it? You are the holy child who is desired to experience infinite creativity. Home is not a far-off place that would be defined as heaven, that you have to lay down your body to go unto. If you've been good enough, St. Peter might let you in. Home is where you each time you pause and you breathe and you say, "Thank you, Father, I am home." It is simplicity itself, it is love, and it is dynamic. Let no one tell you that home has to be a place where you sit and twiddle the thumbs, or with wings on your back, you play your harp. Not everyone, I suppose, likes harp music. If you would know home, breathe. Come unto the place of the heart and abide in the heart. Call on me, for I am always home. You are the light of the world. You have chosen to express with the molecules of physicality upon this plane at this time for the very purpose of coming home in conscious awareness. Not only for what you would see as yourself, but also for your brothers and sisters, yourself. Breathe with me right now. Breathe in the golden white light which you are, for this is truly who you are. You are a golden white ray of light, the energy of light. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and take it deeply within the cells of the body. Feel it energizing every cell in your body. Breathe again and connect with home. You are home, beloved one. Welcome home. So be it.